This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. CPN UML's 10th National General Convention commencing from today. Nepali Congress holding district conventions in 41 districts today under its 14th General Convention. President Bidya Devi Bhandari expresses concern over degrading fiscal discipline. UN General Assembly endorses proposal to graduate Nepal to status of middle-income developing nation from category of least developed country, and a death toll soars to 52 in Russian coal mine accident. Now the news in detail. The CPN UML is holding its 10th National General Convention in Chitwan today. A total of 2,175 representatives are participating in the 10th National General Convention of the CPN UML. Deputy Chief of the CPN UML Publicity Department, Surya Thapa, said the number of elected and nominated representatives would participate in the General Convention. Similarly, 130 observers will participate in the General Convention. The General Convention would elect a 225-member Central Committee, including 15 office bearers and 15 members each in Accounts and Discipline Commissions. Prime Minister Sharbadu Deoba is scheduled to address the opening session of the 10th General Convention of CPN UML. Leaders of foreign political parties are also arriving to address the inaugural session. The Nepali Congress is holding its district conventions in 41 districts today under its 14th General Convention. The Nepali Congress Central Election Committee stated that district conventions in 41 out of 42 districts with two election constituencies would be held as the convention in Gorkha was completed before the same. Likewise, the conventions in 35 districts with only one election constituency were already held except Raswa, and results were awaited. The Nepali Congress is holding its 14th General Convention from 10th to 12th of December in Kathmandu. The Supreme Court is to assign the benches to conduct hearing on the cases through lottery system from the 1st of December. A full court meeting of judges at the Apex Court yesterday took the decision to this effect. The Apex Court judges and the Nepal Bar Association have been demanding assignments for hearing through the lottery system. The Supreme Court judges have been refusing to conduct the hearing since the 24th of October, calling for Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Rana's resignation after allegations that he shot a share in the expansion of the Council of Ministers. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has expressed her concerns over the degrading fiscal discipline in government bodies meant for the citizen service. Inaugurating a newly constructed building of the Auditor General amidst a program yesterday, President Bhandari said the role of the Office of the Auditor General, OAG, was vital in maintaining and promoting fiscal discipline, stating that the scope of OAG jurisdictions had been expanded with the enforcement of the federalism. The President urged the office not to leave any stone unturned to do its role. A 16 days of activism against gender-based violence campaign has begun in Nepal. On the occasion, National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to effectively implement the policies and programs to avoid violence against women. Meantime, Prime Minister Sharbadu Deoba has committed to maintaining the gender-responsible rule of law for women empowerment. Inaugurating the 16 days of activism against the gender-based violence amidst a program organized by the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens in Kathmandu, the Prime Minister stressed the need for a national awareness campaign against all sorts of violence against girls and women. Similarly, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Uma Regmi asked all authorities concerned to launch awareness programs against gender-based violence. Prime Minister Sharbadu Deoba has said professional efficiency and capacity enhancement of security bodies are special priorities of the government. In his address to the convocation ceremony of basic level training of armed police force inspectors in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said security of the nation and citizens would be guaranteed only if security bodies become capable and strong. On the occasion, he applauded the force for its contributions to the containment of cross-border crime and safeguarding nationality and nation's existence as frontline workers. The United Nations General Assembly has endorsed the proposal to graduate Nepal to the status of a middle-income developing nation from the category of least developed country by 2026. The Economic and Social Council of the UN has presented the proposal in the General Assembly for its passes. Chief of the Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, confirmed that the United Nations General Assembly passed the proposal on Wednesday. On the occasion, Rai pledged for Nepal to do its best to undertake all required procedures for its structural changes for the same within the next 5 years. He said this is an opportunity for Nepal to raise its maize in the international forum by creating structures for its economy within the next 5 years. Nepal had met the criteria for its graduation in between 2015 and 2018. However, it had been affected and postponed, citing that its economy was threatened due to 2015 earthquake. Nepal was incorporated in the list of least developed countries in 1971. The European Union has expressed its commitment to the green, resilient, inclusive development of Nepal and its readiness to extend all possible support to Nepal in its achieving its development aspirations. The EU made the commitment during the 13th meeting of the Joint Commission between Nepal and the European Union that held in Kathmandu on Wednesday. The European Union and Nepal discussed the COVID-19 pandemic and cooperation in the post-pandemic recovery. Nepal conveyed its gratitude to the EU for promptly extending the support of life-saving medical supplies and equipment. A total of 308 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the number of infections while testing 8,909 samples. Likewise, 298 people recovered from the COVID infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 3 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,516 in the country so far. The 13th Israeli Film Festival started in Kathmandu yesterday. The film festival will be organized for 3 days starting from yesterday. The film festival was jointly inaugurated by Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Prem Bahadur Ali, and Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Kanan Goder. Inaugurating the film festival, Minister Ali expressed the belief that such festival would help bolster the bilateral relations between Nepal and Israel. Minister Ali said that Nepali film sector had seen considerable development in the last few years. Minister Ali also urged Israeli investors to invest in Nepal's film sector. Also speaking during the event, Ambassador Goder said films would bring the people of Nepal and Israel together. This year, the film festival has been organized as per the drive-in concept. Drive-in film shows allow a person wishing to enjoy films with family in their own vehicle. As many as 5 films would be screened in the 3-day-long film festival. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. At least 52 people are reported to have died in Russia's worst mining disaster in a decade. The incident started when coal dust in a ventilation shaft caught fire on Thursday, filling the Siberian mine with smoke and killing 11. An emergency service source told one news agency no one is left alive. The majority of the 285 people in the Litvyazhnaya mine in the Kemerovo region, some 3,500 kilometers east of Moscow, escaped in the immediate aftermath of the incident at around 8:35 local time. Officials said 49 had been taken to hospitals with injuries. Some of the injured have smoked poisoning and 4 are said to be in a critical condition. Dozens of miners were unable to escape after the initial incident, but rescue operations had to be suspended after
dangerously high levels of methane were detected in the mine. In 2016, authorities assessed the safety of the country's 58 local mines and declared 34 of them potentially unsafe. The list did not include the elite Vyaznaya mine at the time, Russian reports say. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he hoped that they will be able to save as many as people as possible, describing the loss of life as a great tragedy. Travelers arriving in England from several southern African countries will have to quarantine amid warnings over a new coronavirus variant. UK Health Secretary Sajid Javid said from Friday six countries would be added to red list, with flights being temporarily banned. One expert described the variant known as B11529 as the worst, and there is concern that it has the potential to evade immunity. No cases have been confirmed in the United Kingdom. Only 59 confirmed cases have been identified in South Africa, Hong Kong and Botswana so far. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 8.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. CPNUML's 10th National General Convention commencing from today. Nepali Congress holding district conventions in 41 districts today under its 14th General Convention. President Bidya Devi Bhandari expresses concern over degrading fiscal discipline. UN General Assembly endorses proposal to graduate Nepal to status of middle income developing nation from category of least developed country by 2026. And death toll soars to 52 in Russian coal mine accident. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.